Hi.
Oh, hello there. Welcome back. If you're watching this on the replay, there's a little button that you, if you click it, that says notify me when these people go live, then you won't be watching this on the replay next time. You can actually catch it live. I'm Dr. Ken Berry, family physician, and this is my lovely wife and partner in life, Nurse Nisha Salas hyphen Berry.
Yep, that's me. Here I am. And there you are.
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm okay, I guess. It's a big week. So, since everybody's all stressed out and everything, so we thought that we
What makes
would,
you think people are stressed out?
I keep my finger on the pulse a little.
Man, can anybody else feel the stress?
Yeah, so we thought we would focus on some positive things
Yes.
and talk about your success stories. And so as we let people get on here, and I'll say this a few times, so we're going to pick from the comments success stories, read them, and kind of reiterate how these things are truly possible. We don't just talk about them. They're not just a bunch of BS. They're really happening to real people just like you, every single day.
Yeah.
And so you are super welcome to share your success story, scale goals, or scale victories and
And scale goals.
non-scale
Yep.
victories, and if you've come off meds, if you've cured something, or
Yep.
you've put something into remission, anything like that. Of
Yeah.
course, we won't be able to get to every single one, but we'll share as many as possible and just hype everybody up. And make sure if you have a friend that hasn't heard all of these success stories, you tag them in the comments or share this video with them, because really, more than anything that comes out of our mouths, success stories, that's
Yeah.
what gets to people. That's why Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers, that's why they have those stories in their promos, because that's what gets to people.
Yeah. But the stories that you're going to read in the comments, and I encourage you to scroll through these comments and read these. These are real people, just like you. They're not paid commentators, they're not paid endorsers. Keto doesn't have an ad agency that we pay millions of dollars a year to promote these things. This is people just like you. Just like me, just like Nisha, who have said enough. Everything else in the world may be out of control right now. I may not have control over anything, but there's one thing I can control. That's my diet, and that's going to lead to helping me control my health. And I think so many of us feel lost right now. We feel stressed out. We feel bummed out. What else do we feel right now? You've got your finger on the pulse. What are we feeling?
Just worried.
Worried,
Yeah.
fatigued, wore
Very
out.
tired. Our brains are just thinking about all kinds of stuff.
Does anybody have news fatigue? Like if you hear one more negative news story, you're just gonna do something.
Yeah, but we're not going to talk about that because
Well,
that
that's
induces
my point. We
stress.
all feel that way.
Yeah.
And so first thing I want you to understand is we're in the boat with you. We all have got that stress from all this drama and trauma. We've all got it, and it's okay. It's okay to feel that. It's okay to own it and admit that you have it. But tonight we're going to focus on what you do have control of and what you actually can improve. You can change. You can reverse. And there's many, many things like that, but it all starts with your diet. And so if you've got a story, and I really am talking to you, the person that you're kind of shy about that story because it's a little uncomfortable, that low carb, keto, ketovore, carnivore has literally transformed that part of your life. Talking to you, I want you to type your story in the comments, a few sentences, and we're going to go through these comments and we're going to read some of the stories that we come to, just so you know that this is real. This is not some crazy group out there. This is real people like you and me.
All right, we're gonna get right into it
Let's
with
do it.
Yolanda. Yolanda's lost 96 pounds in 8 months. Her diabetes is in remission. No more fatty liver, asthma, or high blood pressure. That is a lot of
That's
victories.
a lot of
8
victories.
months.
Yolanda, boom.
Yes, we need a tagline for when people
Yeah.
share their stories. We're
We I
working
wish
on
we had
that.
fireworks that would like
We'll
Yeah.
do this. Fireworks,
Okay,
let's fireworks.
we'll do finger fireworks.
Lindy, we love Lindy.
Hey,
Hey, Lindy.
Lindy.
Lindy is from San Antonio. We have met her and she is an awesome individual. You can follow her on Instagram. She's great. Lindy lost 105 pounds. Her ADHD symptoms have much improved. No more anxiety, steady hormones and mood, muscle mass gain. I can attest to that. She's got muscle.
Yeah, check her out on Instagram. She's been putting on the muscles, no doubt.
I can wear what I want. I'm a better wife, mother, and teacher. Life through the great times and the really tough times is so much better now that I'm keto.
Yeah, and woo-hoo! Lindy will be the first to tell you that when you're overweight, when you're inflamed, when you're fatigued, it's hard to be a good parent. It's hard to be a good spouse. Hard to be a good coworker. You just feel miserable all the time. But when you take charge of just one little thing in your life, let everything else go and take charge of this one thing, your diet. All these magical things that you're going to be seeing in these comments, they start to just naturally occur.
Nikki says, I've been ketovore for about 19 months. So much of my health has improved. I've lost 75 pounds. My diabetes is gone, asthma, and pericarditis.
Wow. You ready? That's impressive. That's it right there. That's what I'm talking about. Things that you never thought would get better. I mean, who would think, well, fatty liver, I don't know what causes that. It's your diet. All these things just magically start to get better when you eat the proper human diet.
Sarah says, I've lost 110 pounds, reversed PCOS, prediabetes, depression, anxiety meds, and hypothyroidism. No more meds. Hormones are regulated. I feel better at 30 than I have in my entire life. No going back. Hashtag keto for life.
That is amazing. Hold on. Yeah. I want to talk about the depression and anxiety. Yeah. So many people think that's just who I am. I'm just a depressed person. I'm just an anxious person. Maybe a little bit. Maybe you have that personality type, but the majority of your depression symptoms, the majority of your anxiety symptoms are caused by your diet and maybe a few things in your lifestyle. Start changing them one by one. Literally, after this live is over, after you've shared this live and give it a thumbs up, start and make that one little change. So all you got to do is start with one.
Also, little reminder, this is a keto, wellness, proper human diet format. No talking about politics.
Yeah, please.
No fighting.
Please.
Don't do that.
Please.
Please. One more time. Please.
Please.
Okay, let's find another good one. All right, let's see. Oliverio says, I reversed diabetes in 3 months. A1C is 5. Thanks, Dr. Berry. 7 36-hour fast and a lot of fatty steak. Now cholesterol is high. Should I eat oatmeal and Honey Nut Cheerios?
You should put LOL after that.
Yeah. So.
Olivero. I love it. But yeah. No, you don't need to dip into the honey and Honey Nut Cheerios or the oatmeal. Just keep doing what you're doing because you literally have reversed your entire health. Therefore, reversed your entire life.
Christina says, hey, y'all, lost 150 pounds and have maintained for 3 years.
Stop right there.
3 years.
All these Weight Watcher models you see, they lose 150 pounds, but they never say I've maintained that for 6 months, a year, 3 years. You don't ever hear that part because they all gain it back. They can't help it because it's a starvation diet. The proper human diet is not a starvation diet. Christina gets to eat until she's comfortably full. That's how humans are supposed to eat. Continue.
Focusing on health optimization. Got that from you, Dr. Berry. Ketovore saved my life. I'm 5'4", 125 pounds at 50 years old.
That's amazing. Awesome. Give her some.
Good job. All right. Let's see. Regina says, I was 24 to start. Now I'm 265 and nice. Still losing. That's 165 pounds yeah. gone so far. No meds, only a few supplements, much healthier, and I can do so much more. My life has changed completely. Eating healthy at a caloric deficit and a lot and moving a lot got me to 425 pounds.
Yep.
I've been gaining since I was 9 years old. I'm now 42. I learned finally at age 39 that the high carb, sad lifestyle with lots of healthy whole grains, fruits and veggies with low fat and all the best advice was the cause. All yep. I had to do. Sorry, it cut you off. Anyway, but that little bit, that's enough. That's a lot. Good job. Yeah, that's amazing. And you're Regina. Still going strong, too.
And everybody who's got a similar story to this, I don't care if you lost 5 pounds or 255 pounds, I want you to share your story. Just like you're sharing in the comments tonight, some people may not be ready to hear it. Some people may not want to hear it. But there's somebody out there that needs to hear your story because your story is just their story in the future.
Steph. Hey, Steph. She's down 70 pounds and counting since February. pre-diabetic is now off her chart. Another 70 or so to go, and she will feel completely confident that I can achieve it for the first time in my life. I'm 53, trying to heal my bone and bone knee situation without surgery. I have no pain.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. How many of you guys wish you could go back in time and slap your 20-year-old self and say, hey, I don't want you to wake up when you're 53 and have to fix all this stuff. Fix it now. And that's the message you should be giving to your kids and your grandkids and your brother and sister is, hey, you don't have to wait till you're 50 like I did. You can start now, actually.
Okay, let's see.
This is fun.
I know. Bill says, November 1st was my one-year carnivore anniversary. My blood pressure went from 165 over 95 and as high as 185 over 98 to now a steady 108 over 70. Reverse fatty liver, no more acid reflux or Barrett's. Barrett's?
Yeah.
Okay. And no more vitamin deficiencies from 206 to 154. Half of that was from a year of keto prior to carnivore. Naturally progressed to OMAD since the end of September.
Perfect. Perfect.
Good job, Bill.
I love it, Bill. Great job, brother.
These are going so fast. Yeah. Deborah said, I was 5'2 at 265. I had metabolic disorder, IBS, migraines, rosacea, and depression. In 2 years, I lost 110 pounds. Went from size 22 to an 8. All health problems resolved. And my triglycerides are down 70%.
I love the rosacea. I actually had it myself. Can't tell now. But back when I was eating the SAD diet, the ADA diet, and even paleo, I had to put hydrocortisone on 2 or 3 times a week to keep the redness down. So many skin conditions are reversed, and some completely reversed, some 90% reversed by a proper human diet. Where's another good one?
You guys? Oh, this is good. Hey, Cindy and Jimmy. 100 pounds gone, 14 prescriptions, 2 inhalers, a CPAP, 80 units of insulin daily.
Oh, wow.
And no more checking sugar 3 to 9 times daily.
I bet Pfizer and Merck, the big pharmaceutical companies, are calling your pharmacy and your doctor like, what the hell, Cindy? We haven't seen her in a while.
See here. Brandy says,
hey, Brandy.
New to this way of eating. Welcome. Started low carb ketovore in July. Oh. Since then, lowered A1C from 6.9 to 6.2.
Brett Butler just farted. Oh, it's terrible.
You could have just let that
go. Sorry, I couldn't help it.
And down 24 pounds. Awesome. My doc wrote today and wants me to start blood pressure meds. I really don't want to. She's only been doing it since July.
Yeah.
She's still lowering her A1C.
Brandy, buy a blood pressure cuff for home or borrow one from a friend or family member and check your blood pressure when you're home. When you're calm, relaxed, sit quietly for 10, 15 minutes and check your blood pressure. You probably have white coat hypertension, which means when you get your blood pressure checked at the doctor's office, it's 20 points higher than normal. And then when you go back to your doctor, take those readings that you wrote down and show your doctor and say, this is what it runs at home. Are you sure I need a blood pressure pill?
Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
So far, I've lost 49 pounds. I've reduced my blood pressure meds from 6 tabs to 2. No PCOS. I also have a 6-month reprieve of having a double knee replacement. My husband has been following this way for the last 2 months and is already in the green blood glucose readings. His mood is also much better now.
Yeah. And so many wives out there tell us that their husband's mood is much better and vice versa when they're eating the proper human diet. There was something I wanted to talk about in there.
Double knee replacement.
Oh, PCOS. Yeah. So many women think that, oh, I've got PCOS. I can't do keto or it's not going to help. That's permanent, right? No. So many women have told us that their PCOS symptoms have gone virtually completely away after a few months of the proper human diet.
Debbie, 67 years old and her husband is 69. Lost 50 pounds. He's lost 90. Off 2 diabetes medications, blood pressure meds, acid reflux meds, and Ambien. We saved $1,200 over the last year on meds. Keto is not more expensive. Exactly.
That's what I'm telling you. If you're saving money on meds, you get to buy better quality food. It's that's a trade I'd take every day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's see, Ginger, hubby is type 2 diabetic, stage 5 kidney failure on dialysis, but got him eating low carb in June. He's lost 10 pounds. His A1C is down from 8.8 to 6.6. Plus, I'm down 44 pounds and counting with ketovore, intermittent fasting, and extended
fasting.
Excellent.
So many people or think that these things can't happen. So thank you, Ginger, for sharing your story. And there's still somebody out there who wants to share their story, but they're embarrassed. It's easy to comment on this. Just start typing, okay? Tell us your comment.
Oh, they're going so fast. Gina just turned 51 years old, down 71 pounds with 8 months of keto and 8 additional months of carnivore. I'm at home with carnivore. I've reversed fatty liver and my high blood pressure is down.
Beautiful,
as well.
Beautiful. Everybody who starts keto, carnivore, or anywhere in between, your blood pressure is going to move towards normal. Some people, their blood pressure goes completely back to normal. Some people, it goes way down, but they still have to take a low dose of one pill. I consider either one of those things a great victory.
Mary Jo, keto over 2 years after second breast cancer diagnosis. 65 pounds lost, blood pressure down, A1C at 4.7, thyroid nodules shrunk 2 years in a row, HDL triglycerides ratio nearly one, asthma gone, and I've started running at age 58.
I love it, Mary. That is amazing.
All right. This is a good one. Mike. Hey, Mike. 75 pounds down. Felt so good at age 55. I actually did the hit. I injured my hip and knee. Getting better and still motivated.
I hear you.
That's a good point. Just because you feel great doesn't mean your body isn't still a little bit behind.
You're still 55. Start slow, but don't give up.
Yeah. It is hardcore. Yeah, you think, oh, it's just 10 minutes, but it's a lot.
Kick your butt.
Yeah. All right. Megan, 1 month into strict carnivore, asthma is gone by 90%. My pulmonologist wanted to put me on 2 inhalers 4 times a day and a medication at night. Carnivore is a game changer.
100%. Megan, I've heard that so many times from asthmatics. They're like, I don't even know where my inhaler is. I don't keep it with me all the time anymore because I never have flare-ups. We hear that all the time. Thank you for sharing that.
Trish says, I agree with that. It helps with fibromyalgia. Keto gave me my life back. I had no energy before, and I was in constant pain. I have almost no pain and plenty of energy, and I lost 73 pounds.
Who's watching right now with fibromyalgia, and you thought that you were stuck with that for life? You're not stuck with that for life, okay? You can make the symptoms 90% better, if not more, by eating the proper human diet.
Oh, that goes so fast. Dan, 10 days carnivore, down 12 pounds. Look, just at 10 days. And that, don't take that's going to happen to everybody. Also, Dan's a man, so.
That's right. No.
Type 2, dirty keto for 1 year, working to get off all medication, goal to cure my type 2. Thank you both.
Keep it up,
well
Dan.
On your way, man.
It's going to happen.
My nose is itching. Deborah says fibro is not an issue at all for her now. We hear that a lot. Amanda, down 90 pounds, A1C from 9.8 to 5.4, still losing, still doing keto, and still following Dr. Berry. Thanks for all you do.
I love it. Share your story, Amanda. Keep sharing it.
I think I need glasses. Or my eyes are just dry from looking at the screen all day. Here we go. Terry, I've gone from 14 prescription meds to 3 doing keto, lost 85 pounds. Crohn's is in remission, diabetes in control, hyperhidrosis problem cured, anxiety gone, arthritis pain gone. It's the only diet that helped with my compulsive overeating.
Yep. Hyperhidrosis, if you've never heard of that, that's a really aggravating skin condition. And it's almost 100% of the time directly associated with being hyperinsulinemic. And when you eat keto, ketovore, carnivore, you're going to fix your hyperinsulinemia. And all of a sudden, that hyperhidrosis, you thought you're just stuck with that for life, it just dries up and goes away. It's kind of magical.
Gary, I was at an A1C of 7.4 in early September, keto carnivore diet for 8 weeks, and blood sugars are almost normal, low 90s to low 100s, and blood pressure from 150 over 100 to 117 over 70.
That's what I'm talking about, Gary.
That's great.
Keep up the great work.
What's it mean when your nose itches? Somebody's coming to see
you. Somebody's talking about you. Or no, somebody's coming to
see you. Somebody's coming to see you.
So, yeah,
I don't know. I think I gave Rhett Butler a haircut, and I think there's a Rhett Butler hair.
That's what it means. Yeah.
Vicky says, I fast 7 days a week and I'm seeing a difference doing a little keto too. That is a long fast, sister. 7 days a week, or well, in, are you intermittent fasting 7 days a week?
Hopefully, intermittent fasting.
That's a lot. That's not necessary.
If you're fasting every day of the week, that's too much.
That's a lot. Mary loves Lex. Aww. Lost 165 pounds in 2 years. Ketobore. No more kidney, gout, diverticulitis, blood sugar. Everything's normal. CRP 4 and A1C 4.7.
Boom. Mary. I love it. Lex is a lucky man.
And I'm 71. I love all these like older women, older men that are literally reversing their age. Like that 71 doesn't apply to you really.
So whatever your age is, you're watching this, listen to Ann. You ain't old, okay? You're never old. If you're able to watch this, you're not too old to get started.
We get asked that all the time. Is there a cutoff for age? Or can you be too old to start this?
When you're in a box in the ground, it's too late, okay? But if you're still on this side of the dirt and you're breathing and you're watching this video, it's absolutely the right time to start the proper human diet.
Okay. So Ann has been keto, low carb, then carnivore since October 2015. So she's been doing this a minute. Lost 90 pounds, no longer pre-diabetic, and off blood pressure meds. I see a trend, also off GERD meds, of the blood pressure meds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Blood pressure for 99% of people is just hyperinsulinemia, and it makes you hold fluid, and that makes your blood pressure go up. And as soon as you fix the blood sugar and the insulin, the blood pressure comes right back down, either normal or very close to it.
Danny started carnivore August 1st at over 460 down to 390 and
nice.
not missing the carbs at all. I'm 66 and have AFib, CHF, high blood pressure, and on 7 different meds. Looking forward to getting off all those eventually. Wish I had done this sooner, but better late than never.
Yeah, exactly. That's so amazing, Danny. Keep up the good work. See, Danny knew it wasn't too late, and I hope you know that too.
Kim, living my best life, 60 years old, 55 pounds gone, medication free, no more diabetes, forever great for what you do for us humans.
I practiced medicine for 20 years. Do you know how rare it is for a 60-year-old to not be on any medication? That's the health that you can expect if you'll just take all these people seriously and say, okay, fine, Dr. Barry, shut up at me. I'm going to do it. Do it.
And keto lifestyle for 2.5 years, down 70 pounds. Keto, carnivore last year, and I feel amazing. Love you guys. Thanks for everything you do. Good job, Anna.
Anna.
All right. I need to get farther away or closer. I can't tell which one it is. Sally.
Hey,
I'm 55.
Sally.
I've lost 65.5 pounds in 2 years. I'm no longer pre-diabetic. I'm off blood pressure meds and antidepressants. My serious seasonal allergies are nearly non-existent. My labs are great. A1C 5.2, triglycerides are 66. HDL 50, C-peptide, I think, 2.4. I'm a night shift nurse, so it seems difficult to get my rhythm together.
Yeah.
But just started bioidentical hormones and have lost 8.5 pounds since then. Before it was approximately 1 to 2 pounds every 3 or 4 weeks, have 35 to 40 pounds to go.
Yeah.
Sounds like you are on a roll, sister.
That's so awesome.
And shout out, fellow nurse. What's up?
So many people used to have chronic allergic rhinitis or chronic bronchitis or chronic sinusitis or asthma. And they thought, well, there's just something wrong with my sinuses or my lungs. I don't know. I've just got to take all these inhalers and take all these antihistamines. It's your diet. It's your diet. And ask Sally. She'll tell you.
Good job, Sally. Nurse Sally. All right, let's see here. This is funny. Cindy says, I'm 51 and the doctors think I'm an alien for not being on any meds. Yep.
It's very unusual in the United States for somebody older than 50 to be on no meds. It's very rare.
Jason, took my type 2 diabetes in my own hands, A1C from 13 to 5.7 in my last labs in October. Ran across Dr. Barry this summer, and I'm hooked and a patron.
Thank you so much, Jason. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Dude, that's freaking awesome. Keep up the great work.
Gosh, my nose is itching. Now
my nose is itching. What are you doing?
Priscilla?
Priscilla.
I'm 62, 2 years low carb, lost 70 pounds. Husband, 67, has lost 100 pounds. Feeling so much better. Love you guys.
Oh, that's so awesome. Thank you for that.
I'm feeling better, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm feeling better about already. Things. Yeah. And if you guys noticed multiple times in this, I started low carb, then I went keto, then I was ketovore, now I'm carnivore. You keep seeing that. So if you've tried low carb or keto and you're like, well, it helped a little, but not as much as these people, maybe it's time to turn down the carbohydrate intake even more and go from low carb to keto or keto to ketovore or ketovore to carnivore. You need to take the next step if you're not where you want to be yet.
Bill in Maryland, I'm 73 and my hubby is 72. We've been on ketovore for 2 years. Bill is now at weight he was in freshman in high school.
I love it, Bill.
Feels great. Off blood pressure meds, no statins now, no aches and pains. We're so grateful for Dr. Berry's guidance all the way. That is fantastic.
That is fabulous.
I mean, how many 72 and 73-year-olds do we see over the years that were in no way close to Bill in Maryland?
No, they were either in the nursing home or their family was bringing them to the doctor and they were on 14 different medications. 73 and 72, you're not too old.
No.
Just ask Bill in Maryland.
Yeah. I had patients in the nursing home that were 72 and 73 and just no life left in them.
Yeah.
So yay, Miss Maryland and that's Mr. Awesome. Bill. That is awesome. Keep spreading the word because that is just, I love hearing it. I love it. Whoop, whoop. Gosh, come back. Where did it go? Okay. We'll go with Deidre. Hey, Deidre. I'm 57, started keto and now carnivore since following you guys. Lost 93 pounds since July 2019 and off 13 meds and feels the best she did since she was a teenager.
A 57-year-old feels like a teenager.
Love
anybody
it.
Else think that might sound interesting? It's all about your diet.
I love it.
It's all about your diet.
Thanks for sharing, Deidre. Since she was a teenager. Man, that's really saying something.
I love it.
Her hubby's lucky.
Day before yesterday, Nisha looked at me and she said, why can't you just act your age? Didn't you?
He was getting frisky and I was like, you're supposed to be old. Get away from me. TMI, sorry. All right. Kathy says, 63, take nothing but confession. Have not been to a doctor in years, so no numbers to report. That's very common because a lot of people don't want to know.
Yeah.
But she's down 89 pounds and feeling great. May even be able to run my dogs around the show rings again soon. Oh, wow.
Oh,
cool.
I love it. There's no telling what you reversed, but since you didn't go to the doctor, you will never know. But hey, really, who cares what you reversed? As long as you feel and look the way that you feel and look now. Congratulations.
That's
awesome.
I can't get over this. She shows dogs.
Showing her little dogs.
Every Thanksgiving back, I don't know if they still do this, they used to have a dog show. Or was it Thanksgiving or Christmas? And we used to watch that all the time at my grandparents' house. My grandma loved it.
Loved the dog show.
Yeah. All right. Sid says, I had knee pain so bad I could hardly walk. Now walking every day and fast.
Same. Every day, Sid, I hurt my knee between high school and college. And I thought it was because of that my knee was stiff and hurt every day. Now I know it was just the inflammatory nature of my crap diet. And I think Sid figured that out too.
Sarah, I'm 28. Hey, Sarah. Week 4 on carnivore. Good job. Beautiful. That's like the hardest part, the first 4 weeks.
Yep.
Down 10 pounds so far. My parents actually introduced me to you guys.
Nice. I love it. I love it.
I have Hashimoto's hypothyroidism, and I'm wanting to fix it or help it. Thanks so much for everything. Well, you're well on your
amazing.
Way, sister.
So every mother and father out there who has said to me before, I just don't think my kids will listen to me. Look at Sarah. She listened to mom and dad, and look at the benefits she's reaped. Talk to your kids about this lovingly and gently, not nagging.
Kevin, 62 years old, lost 90 pounds over the last couple of years, and indeed I feel 35. I can do pull-ups while holding my legs out straight in front of me.
Oh,
I cannot do that.
I love it.
Can you do that?
Maybe one.
Maybe one.
Maybe one. Yeah.
That is awesome.
That's amazing. Very good. Wait, send us a video, Kevin, and we'll put it on the page.
Tag us on
Facebook. Yeah, tag us.
Awesome. All right. Brenda, I'm 67 years young, lost 85 pounds in 9 months, not on any meds. A1C is 4.8. I followed you guys for a while and love you all.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I need more of these kinds of stories on my Twitter. If you're on Twitter, follow me and because I will reshare your stories all day long. And I always say this is hashtag keto or hashtag carnivore. And that really upsets all the dietitians and endocrinologists and vegans out there when I do that, because it's hard to argue with Jim. Let's listen to Jim.
Jim, since January, started keto, last 4 months carnivore, reversed high blood pressure, no more ED, lost 20 pounds, Sometimes I overdo it at the gym, but I heal quickly. 62 years young and no meds. Dr. Berry's fixing to do a video about ED, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm working on the research for a video about erectile dysfunction. And so, Jim's story, there you go. If you guys out there, any of you men out there think that's just how it is now, yeah, no, it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah, it's very common. Maria. Okay, sorry. Thank you, Dr. Berry. 130 pounds down in 12 months. PCOS and hypothyroidism period is now every 37 days instead of once or twice a year. That's huge.
Wow, very nice. Huge. Yes, yes.
Thyroid in the normal range, but cholesterol is up. My doctor wants to put me on statins. 12 months keto. Oh, wait. Triglyceride, cholesterol is 8.2, triglycerides 1.1, yeah. HDL 0.88, LDL 7.58. I'm 36, female smoker, still need to lose 50 pounds.
Yeah, still need to lose 50 pounds. I still need to lose those cigarettes.
But get to the statins.
Slowly but surely. But yeah, with your numbers, you don't need a statin. If your A1C is beautiful, your triglycerides are beautiful, and your HDL is beautiful, don't worry about taking a statin to lower your cholesterol.
Steve's down 100 pounds since last October.
Oh, Steve.
Went from not being able to run 100 yards in January to running more than 50 miles a week.
Steve, that's freaking amazing. Wow. That's awesome. Wow. I love it. And I'm sure there's people listening right now that can barely get out of their chair and walk to the bathroom. You don't have to run 100 miles a week to be a success. You just have to feel better and look better and do better than you did yesterday. And you can start this tomorrow.
Yep. Eve, I love your hair. RN for 27 years. This way of eating goes against all we were taught.
Yes, it does, right?
Yeah. But 65 pounds down, off all meds, no more allergies, migraines, or high blood pressure. 50 years old, going on 18.
Yeah. And a 27-year nurse, you're not going to fool her. You're not going to pull anything over her eyes. Although I'm sure doctors have tried, haven't they, Eve? Yeah. If a 27-year nurse says, okay, this is backwards to everything I was taught, but it actually works, and I feel better and look better than I have in years, that's a big deal, guys.
Carnivore Mama.
All right.
She's one of my besties on
Spreading
Instagram.
Spreading the word.
She's always coming into the comments to back me up. Carnivore, almost 2 years, had a healthy and symptom-free pregnancy, was able to donate breast milk to needy babies. My baby is healthy, and I'm in the best health of my life, about to hit 80 pounds lost.
I love it. And so you didn't have to eat carbs to help your milk production? I'm being sarcastic. Of course you didn't. Breast milk's made out of fat and protein. Your body will take care of the carbs.
As long as you're eating enough,
That's
drinking,
right.
and
That's
getting
right.
salt.
Yep.
Really, electrolytes, but salt yep. is so important yep. for milk production. Don't ask me why. I don't know. It's magic. Salt is so important.
For everything.
Oh, I have to read this one because noticeably fit said, I just started carnivore. Always watched Dr. Berry, but it was Nisha's What I Eat in a Day videos that convinced me to try carnivore.
Yeah, it was a great video.
I know.
Yeah, I've watched it more than once.
Just one?
More
I have
than
a
once.
Bunch of videos.
No, just the one. I haven't watched any of
them. We never watch each other's videos. All right. Let's see here. Bonnie, 55 years old, started carnivore July 2020, lost 20 pounds, blood sugar under 100, blood pressure normal, still on a few medications, CAC score is zero. Doc says no prescriptions once I lose more weight. Yep. Kind of stalled at 20 pounds.
Yep.
But that's okay.
It's okay. That last 20 pounds is always the hardest. Mm-hmm. The Trulicity will probably be the next one your doc knocks off because you, at this point, you probably definitely don't need that anymore.
Nicole is another daughter who listened to her parents.
You hear this, parents? Listen, you can talk to your kids about this. Once you fix your own health and they see that transformation, you can lovingly, gently say, now, Nicole, honey, I want to talk to you. What happened with Nicole?
So Nicole is 46. She said, my mom introduced me to you. She's 64 and reached her goal weight, and I've lost 90 pounds in 12 months. My goal is 100, but I think introducing birth control the last month slowed me a bit. Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
Knee and back pain is gone. Tons of energy. I feel 15 years younger. Now I just like to get my doctor off my, or to get my doctor to take me off blood pressure meds. BP is always 110 over 60. Well, that's
nice.
Good.
Nice.
That's great. Yep. Thank you for your videos. I tell people about you all the time and they ask me how I did it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Now, anybody listening, including you, Nicole, if your blood pressure is that low and on medication, then get a blood pressure cuff that you can check at home. it's safe to stop your medicine for a week. If your blood pressure on meds is 110 over 60, just stop taking the meds. Check your blood pressure twice a day while you're calm and relaxed. If you see it starting to go back up, of course, get back on your medicine. But as long as it stays beautiful, keep checking it and writing it down. After a couple of weeks of that, you can take those numbers to your doctor and say, look, I stopped taking my blood pressure pill, and these are my readings. It looks like I don't need it. What do you think, doctor? And guess what? Your doc will stop your blood pressure medicine. But if it starts to go back up, it may not be time. Get right back on your med.
All right. Jennifer says, hubby and I are 2.5 years living the keto life. He's down 90 pounds. I'm down 127.
Nice. Hey, she beat the husband. That's almost unheard of.
That almost never happens. And we both no longer have sleep apnea.
Nice.
Huge.
Nice.
I'm off 3 meds and no longer pre-diabetic.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice to be able to sell your CPAP machine on eBay? That's very, very possible when you reverse the fatty tongue that eating a high carbohydrate diet causes, and you get rid of all the fatty marbling and all the muscles of your throat and neck. 9 times out of 10, your sleep apnea goes away. Yeah. What else you got?
Kendra.
Hey, Kendra.
34 years old. I started keto at the end of June. I've lost 56 pounds so far. That's amazing. I have probably 70 more to go. Thank you for all your help and advice with your YouTube videos. They've been very helpful during this journey.
I love it.
You're doing great, Kendra.
I love it.
Keep
it
up.
Keep it up. Share your story.
I'm getting hot. I'm worked up.
So exciting.
Cheryl, I'm 60 years old. I've been carnivore since November 2019. I feel better than I have in years, lost over 70 pounds. I've been on Xanax and Seroquel for years. I want to stop taking this. Should I do it gradually or cold turkey?
No, Cheryl, you should, especially the Xanax, you're going to have to do it very, very slowly. You need to work with your doctor. All of the benzodiazepines, Xanax, Valium, Clonopin, are very, very habit-forming and very hard to come off of without having severe withdrawals. You can do it. It's very safe to do it, but you have to do it slowly and with your doctor's help. But, yeah, you can come off both of those, but you need to work with your doctor and do it slowly.
Sarah, her husband dropped his A1C. You guys, listen. From 10.1 to 8.6 in 3 weeks.
Nice.
3 weeks plus. Nice. Triglycerides went from 1,058 to 165.
Yeah.
In 3 weeks.
I'll bet hubby went carnivore because that's amazing change.
Yep.
I love it.
All right. Okay. Yeah, guys, he didn't really mean sell it on eBay. Okay, he's being funny.
Well, I mean, you got to do something with it.
Come on. Come on. Okay, I'm not going to do that. Sorry. It just happened. Surfer Jim.
All right.
What's up, Surfer Jim? 59, a year and a half years carnivore, down 80 pounds. Feel like 30 again. All aches and pains gone. I surf again like you used to when I was in my 30s. I have my life back. Thanks for your help.
Yeah.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Carnivore diet, and you can be out surfing when you're 59. I'll take that.
That is badass.
I accept that.
I think, sir, have you ever tried to surf?
Yeah.
That uses every muscle in your body.
You're in good shape if you surf regularly. Yeah.
Yeah. Trained Cactus. Cool name. Oh. Gout on its way out. 4 months of keto helped majorly. I recently ditched the allopurinol and have gone carnivore to completely rid the gout.
God, I love it. If any of you guys watching still think that eating red meat causes gout, Trained Cactus will help you understand differently. That's not what causes gout. Eat your meat.
Shelly Parker. I roped Hubs into this. He's lost 140 pounds.
I hope he doesn't resent you for it.
Right? I think he probably begrudgingly says,
You're right. Yep.
Just like I did.
Yep.
I've lost 100 pounds. We both reversed our diabetes, and I've got my Crohn's in remission.
That's what I'm talking about, folks. Shelly can tell you all these things that you thought were permanent, you're stuck with. That's just who you are. No, it's your diet.
Ellen has lost 95 pounds in the last 3 years, and she has her life back. When people say that, you can hear, like, this is a repeating thing.
Yeah.
Like, people keep saying, I have my life back. I feel like I'm 30. I feel like I'm 18. Yeah. That's consistent because it's true. It's crazy, right? Woo! Oh, it keeps jumping. I hate that. Let's see here.
Find a good one.
Okay. Amanda, been lazy keto for several years and recently started a clean ketovore diet. At age 40, I've managed to avoid a laundry list of ailments that run in my family. I've been thinking of transitioning my five-year-old son to a similar way of eating. He was born with bilateral hydronephrosis, currently grade two in the left and grade four in the right. Reflux, neuropathy, and has chronic kidney disease, grade one. Wondering what your opinion on whether or not changing this way of eating to ketovore would be helpful for him.
100%. Yeah. He's already got an assault to his kidneys. He's already got a little bit of damage. You need to protect those kidneys like gold. And the way you do that is with a keto, ketovore, carnivore diet. Absolutely. That's what's going to protect that kidney function.
Stephanie, I can't wait to share my story. I just started keto again. I lost 30 pounds last year, but my weight skyrocketed when I switched to the Mirena IUD. Mm-hmm. I still have the IUD, and the weight isn't budging, but I will keep going, and I will be a success story.
That's right, Stephanie.
That is a good attitude.
Yes, that's exactly right, and that's all it takes. That's step one, is to get your head hit on straight, and everything else falls into place.
Absolutely. Aurelia? I don't know. I'm sorry. I've lost 33 pounds and I feel great. Started keto and now I'm almost carnivore. And we hear that a lot. Yep. People start low carb, keto, dirty, lazy keto, dirty, clean keto, hardcore keto, ketovore, carnivore.
Yep.
And it, you know, that happens a lot. Yep.
Some people can just do keto and everything gets better. Other people, we've got to turn down the carbohydrates even more.
Hey, Charlie.
Charlie.
69.57, 129 pounds, down from 157 since my wife and I started keto in January of 2020. Cardiologist wanted me to take statins for cholesterol and inflammation markers. HDL went from 44 to 81 and A1C to 5.8, from 5.8 to 5.6. Doctor says keep doing what I'm doing, no statins.
I totally agree with your doctor, Charlie. Yeah, more and more doctors are waking up to this. This is a huge deal.
I'm really having a hard time reading. Rancelot. That's funny.
Rancelot.
65 years old, type 2 diabetic, on 24 units of basal insulin daily. Have only gone from 254 to 244 pounds on keto since last November. Is the insulin preventing me from losing weight?
Yeah, the insulin is slowing down your weight loss. But the only way you're going to be able to use less insulin is if you eat fewer carbohydrates. So if for example, you're doing keto now with 30 or 40 grams a day, you need to turn that down 10 more grams of carbohydrates total and just keep doing that until you're not needing any insulin to keep your blood sugars normal. That's the healthiest place to be because you're a type 2. Your body's still making insulin. The only reason you're still needing that much insulin is you're still eating too many carbohydrates for you personally. Keep turning down the carbohydrates.
This is a good victory because it has to do with doctors and such listening to what's happening.
Jason
says medical opinion success, had my CAC score assessed. Clinic recommended a low carb diet and good fats to stop further calcification. Nearly fell out of my chair.
Wow.
After 100 pound loss, I said, okay, doc.
Yeah, more and more docs are getting on board, people, because they've heard thousands of stories like this. They can't deny it anymore. Maybe one of these days, the American Diabetes Association and Weight Watchers will jump on board too. I don't know. We'll see.
Rachel, I'm 37 years old and I've been doing keto diet for about a month. I've lost about 16 pounds, but I'm not able to move as much because I have psoriatic arthritis and I feel that I'm just stuck the same weight. But I'm doing the diet pretty strict. Is there anything else that I can do? Yeah. So you're doing keto.
You've been doing it for a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're just getting started.
Yes.
Keep doing what you're doing. Your inflammation is going to keep calming down. You keep a very close eye on which vegetables you're eating, which plants you're eating, because many people with skin conditions will see a pattern. Every time I eat that, it gets a little worse. And if I don't eat that for a few days, it gets better. Listen to your body. Now that you're keto, you can actually get feedback from your body and your skin will quickly let you know a list of plants that you should avoid completely. Some people with skin conditions have to avoid all plants completely in order to get their skin to look normal. You may or may not be one of those people, but you got to just keep doing this. At 1 month, you're a beginner. you shouldn't expect complete success after a month, right? So keep doing what you're doing. Yeah, congratulations.
It took you a lifetime to get where you are, and it's going to take you a little bit, not a whole lifetime. It's going to get better faster than it got worse. So keep on keeping on.
Yeah, pretty much for every year it took you to get in this shape, it's going to take at least that many months for you to essentially get back to where you should be. That's what most people experience.
On average. Susan, 60 years young, lost 150 pounds and counting off 8 meds out of a wheelchair.
Nice.
Fibromyalgia gone and so much more. Loving my life.
Nice.
Great.
And do you guys not think that every one of Susan's friends, they see this transformation? Do you think they're all going, Susan, what did you do? Or do you think there's one or two jealous ones that refuse to ask her?
Terry, 48, started at 338, and I'm down to 259 from 2 months of keto and now 52 weeks of carnivore.
Beautiful.
Doctor wants me to keep doing carnivore. Mm-hmm. She sees the success and loves it. Yep. Mental clarity is awesome, and it's so easy.
It really is easy once you get used to it, 100%.
There's no meal planning.
Yeah, yeah.
You just eat meat.
Grab steak, cook steak, eat steak.
Or hamburger, or chicken, whatever.
Yeah, frog legs, possum ribs, I don't care. Just eat your meat.
Eric, started ketovore this past Christmas. I am no longer diabetic, nor do I have high blood pressure anymore. I've lost 100 pounds so far.
Boom.
Get it, Eric.
Keep it up. Keep it up.
Every time I start to read one, it jumps. All right, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
65, keto for 10 months, down 40 pounds, blood pressure normal, cholesterol normal. Doc says I have a cardiac stent. Since I have a cardiac stent, I will be on an ACE and beta blocker, statin and aspirin the rest of my life. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so more and more research is coming out to show that the aspirin once a day is probably more risky than it is beneficial. Definitely, just because you've got a stent does not mean that you need to be on a statin or a beta blocker or an ACE inhibitor. Only if your blood pressure is still high or your heart rate's too fast, then you might need to be on one of those. But there's nothing about having a stent that means that you must take a beta blocker or an ACE inhibitor or a statin. Absolutely not. It's a good question.
Cindy had arthritis in the joint of her hand due to Crohn's disease. She tried Humira and meloxicam, Remicade. Oh, gosh, those are awful meds. Mm-hmm. Ended up in the ER with an antibody reaction. After 6 months of keto, it's gone.
Yeah. So before you try an expensive, sometimes experimental medication, try to fix your diet first.
And they suppress your immune system too.
Big time.
Right now is not the time to get on those. If you can do this and fix it, that's the better option for sure. Jeanette, I'm 60, started keto in March. I've lost 40 pounds so far, healed my fatty liver, and I'm no longer pre-diabetic. Oma has room in her lap once again.
I love it. I love it. For some people, the victory is I don't have to use a seatbelt extender on airplanes, but we don't fly on airplanes anymore. So now the victory is my pet can sit in my lap again because there's actually room. Great job, Jeanette.
Donica. I don't know. I'm sorry.
I like Donica.
Got one of those names too, and I understand how it feels. 52 years old with Hashimoto's and type 2 diabetes. I went keto 3 years ago, but had a hard time losing weight. I went carnivore last Christmas, and I'm almost 60 pounds down.
Oh.
Hashimoto's is in remission. Chronic back and joint pain is all gone, and I have normal blood sugar levels. I'm mostly ketovore now and feel better at 52 than I did in my 20s.
Absolutely. For some of us, keto is low carb enough. For others of us, including me, it's got to be carnivore if I'm going to get to where I want to actually be.
Dr. Myers. Hey, guys. 53 years old, 18 months carnivore, 5 meds, all of them gone. Fibro gone. Arthritic knee gone. Flaky skin gone. And I feel awake for the first time in many years.
Yeah.
Lost 90 pounds.
And oh, by the way, I lost 90 pounds.
Right.
Oh, Dr. Myers. Boom. Freaking brilliant.
Tom. Turned 60 yesterday on carnivore for 6 weeks, down 12 pounds. I discovered cheese is no good for me.
Yeah.
I'm hoping carnivore clears up my blemishes and helps me get back down to from 250 to 240. Yeah.
For some of us, cheese is fine, but you have to remember cheese has only been in the human diet for about 3 or 4,000 years. It's not something we've eaten for 250,000 years. For some of us, it seems like some of the dairy proteins and cheese are too inflammatory. That goes the same for me, Tom. If I eat too much cheese, I'll start to get bloaty. I'll start to get dry and flaky skin. I just know cheese is a rare treat for me now. And I'm happy for that to be the case because I want to look like I want to look.
And feel good.
Yeah.
It's not all about looks.
I know.
Kristen started keto 15 months ago as a last-ditch effort to lose weight. I've lost 117 pounds and have gained my life back. Feel the best I've ever in my life at 45 years old.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love it.
Jenny, lost 40 pounds since January. I just saw my grandparents and one of my aunts for the first time since Thanksgiving. My grandma and aunt both asked me what I was doing, so I shared your beginner keto videos with
them.
That's it. I am leading by example.
That's how you do it. When people see you and they go, then they're ready to listen to you because obviously you know what you're talking about because you did it yourself. And so they're ready to listen, and that means you should be ready to share.
Letitia, I'm on my second day of carnivore diet and have been keto for 2 years. 80 pounds gone and insulin resistance gone. I started carnivore to manage my GAD, and oh my God, 2 days in and anxiety is low.
Yeah. Anybody with generalized anxiety disorder, situational anxiety, seasonal anxiety, any of that, or generalized anxiety, if you go carnivore, your anxiety is going to get better. I promise.
Sid says, my goal on carnivore was 220 pounds, now down to 185 after 9 months. So you beat your own goal.
Sid, I love it. I love it.
Okay. Got 10 more minutes. Let's pick a few more and then we'll close it out.
This is an excellent video, guys. If you know somebody who's like, oh, keto, schmido, that doesn't work. That's a fad. Just say, share this video and say, please, if you love me, read the comments. Just read the comments. These are just regular people like you and me. This is a video that might have the one story in the comments that they're like, that sounds just like me. This might work for me. I have hope. I'm going to give it a try.
Sylvie. I love that name.
Sylvie.
I was up 190, but I lost 90, and I love it so much. I have Corona now, so it's hard. Well, we're wishing you well, but stay the course.
Your chances of recovering are so much higher now that you're healthier.
This is a good one. Laura, I've been dieting since fifth grade, 38 now. Tried Weight Watchers, calorie counting, Slim Fast, literally everything and nothing has worked except keto. Feel amazing and healthier than ever.
Oh, Laura, that is a beautiful story. Thank you for that. I love it.
Down. All right. Carnivore with a side of lime. That's cute. Started carnivore August 27th, 2020 to erratic chronic Lyme disease. I no longer have extreme knee pain or the burning acid sensation in my neck at the base of my skull, and I have hope.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. Carnivore with a side of lime just said is hope. When you start to see your health that you thought you were doomed to never have again, when you start to see that return, that's going to give you hope. It's like the sun coming from behind the clouds and a dreary day suddenly becomes a sunny day. That's the kind of stuff that can happen to you when you change from eating a junk diet to a proper human diet. And a junk diet can be full of Pepsi and Cheetos and jelly donuts, but a junk diet can also be full of lots of oatmeal, whole wheat bread, and bananas. Those are both junk diets. You start to have hope when you start to feed your body properly.
Okay, Hank. Oh, that is not Hank. Here's Hank.
Tell me, Hank.
Hank, 1 year ago, went to the ER unconscious and with sepsis, blood Ooh. Sugar is 750.
Oh, Hank.
Yeah, left leg.
Oh,
sorry, man.
Hank.
Several months, blood sugar was getting away from me. On 2/2/20, my A1C was 7.7. I started keto, and on 6/11/20, my A1C is 5.9.
Beautiful, beautiful. You're almost there. Keep up the good work, my friend.
See, not too late.
It's not too late. Take action. Even after a below-the-knee amputation, that's what a BKA stands for. Hank didn't give up hope. He said, no, there's still hope for me. I can still get healthier. And he's just about reversed his type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, the opposite of that would be worse. You have to fight for your health because nobody's going to do it for you.
Type 2 diabetes almost killed Hank. It took his leg away from him. But Hank is now in the process of kicking diabetes ass. With one leg, I might add. Good job, Hank.
Okay. Let's do one more story. Let's see here. Natasha. God's proper diet. I've lost 160 pounds in a year and a half in. Blood work like an athlete, and I'm far from it.
I love it. I love it, Natasha.
Me too. I'm far from it. We get that question a lot. Like, how much do I need to exercise to lose weight on this way of eating? And majority of the people who have lost weight doing this don't exercise until they are well into it and they feel so good. They're like, you know what I'm going to do?
I think I'm going
to exercise.
I'm going to go outside and play.
Yeah.
Because you feel like a kid again, so you go play. But when you're fat and inflamed and miserable, you don't feel like exercising. It's an insult to say you should run on the treadmill. It makes you want to punch somebody in the face. Yeah. You're like, I don't feel like getting out of the chair.
Or if you have Hashimoto's, like you don't feel like doing anything. Right. So don't think that that's a requirement.
No, it's not. We do want you to be active and get some exercise. But for weight loss, it's all about eating God's proper diet, just like Natasha said. That's what it's all about. When you start eating the proper diet, the stored fat will just start to drop off. I promise.
I'm sweating.
And then when you feel better, you can go for a walk or something. Yeah.
Okay, guys. I hope this was helpful for you to hear all these success stories. It was uplifting to us. So.
I'm in a good mood now.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is awesome. And even after the video is over, if you're watching this on the replay, I want you to still put your story in the comments because I promise you, people will think I'm blowing smoke, but your comment may be the very wording that somebody out there in the world needs to hear, needs to read in order for them to see that ray of hope and go, oh my God, this person sounds just like me and they did this and it worked. I'm going to try this too. So please, please share your story in the comments. Whenever you happen to watch this video, it really matters. It could really save somebody's life.
Thanks for the stars. Thanks for the super chats. Thanks to our patrons and our Facebook supporters. We appreciate every single one of you guys who either watch, click the thumb, comment, share, or become a patron. You're all equally awesome, and all of that helps us spread the message of health and wellness.
Yeah, and reach people like Natasha and say, hey, Natasha, eat God's proper diet. And she did. Then now she has hope.
Okay, guys, that's it for this Monday Night Live. You guys stay well, stay safe, and remember, we're all in this together.
That's right. We're going to help each other, lift each other up, and give each other hope. This is Dr. Barry and Nurse Nisha.
Love you, mean it.